We live in a twilight world. There are no friends at dusk. Let's do another quick recording. I feel like I'm on a bit of a roll today. That music in the background is from Total Recall. Amazing film. Amazing film. But it's based on the Philip K. Dick novel, We Will Remember It For You, Incorporated. I think that's what it's called. The Arnold Schwarzenegger one. Great film. Well worth a watch. It's a sci-fi adventure about implanted memories, false realities. Am I in a dream? There was one remade about 10 years ago. It's awful. It just didn't have the magic of the Schwarzenegger one. So yeah. In fact, I might do a video on that one day about how it's kind of so relevant to our current false reality and implanted dream, memory, inception, whatnot, and so on. Anyway, let's crack on. So today's one's going to be about the 1010 Kiev explosions that happened, 2 days ago. I'll be honest with you guys, I haven't really looked into it that deeply. There's nothing really out of the ordinary. We know how the game works now. We know it's all deception, illusion, overhyped, over-exaggerated propaganda. Obviously the dates themselves, 1010, that's obviously XX. A shout out to the double cross there. Is there something there to that? I don't know. I've done a separate video earlier today going on about that, so we won't do that on this video. Full moon as well. So this was the first picture I came across, and I thought, yeah man, this picture looks quite, you know, impressive. I thought, oh, okay, they've upped their game a bit. From an illusion warfare standpoint, hitting a skyscraper with big plumes of dust like that will be seen for miles around. The local populace, you know what, maybe, I don't know, up to 15 miles away might be able to see this. This is going to stand out. This is going to get attention. And it's all about getting the masses attention. It always has been. Now, the problem is with this one image is I haven't really seen much footage to go with it. Maybe you got have. Maybe people that have looked into this more have. I haven't. The main things I've seen are the ground craters that are here, you know. So here's one. This is the Shevchenko Park in central Kiev. It says, was hit by Russian mass missile strike on the morning of October 10. And that's from the Kiev Independent. Now, if you remember, back in the beginning of this war, before it kind of moved to the fighting being in small villages and stuff, there was a lot of apparent missile strikes on parks. Now, I find that quite interesting. Because parks is a big clue there, you know? I'm going to get a little bit, I don't know, out there with this one. But parks, you know, it's almost like they're letting us know this is a park. We are in a park. Westworld Park. A theme park. Jurassic Park. A play park. An amusement park. We are in one big park. That they can... Well, it's we're in Universal Studios. / Disney World. / Disneyland. / Thought Park. And you're either queuing up for a ride or you're taking part. You're on a 4D illusion ride. You're participating in the 4D illusion ride, right? So yeah, parks, something there, man. There's definitely something there with why it's always a park that gets hit. A children's play park. And then the main one they focused on is this one here. This is the intersection of Vladimirska Street and Shevchenko Boulevard in central Kiev. This was the main one that I saw was the focus, okay? Had the most media attention, made the most pictures, blah, blah, blah. Now, it was just a big crater in the middle of the intersection, And, you know, they're saying it's a missile strike. I know a lot of people are saying it was probably a car bomb. Don't worry about it. It doesn't really matter what explosives they use, you know. This is like 9/11 all over again. Like, it doesn't matter if it's a hologram or a drone or a missile. Fuck, it doesn't matter. The idea is they are pushing the idea that the war is real. Because, look, explosion went off in busy place. War must be real. That's the attitude they want the masses to have. Burnt out cars, the classic one. You have to ask questions, don't you, about whether this is like a movie scene, you know, whether this was, the cars were pre-placed there, the boom boom went off, the cars burst into flames, no one really got hurt, no one died. You know, it's not hard for the powers that be with their multi-trillion pound budget and their highly skilled ghost army operatives who are masters of deception and theatricality to go in and do this kind of stuff. I mean, this is what they do. They'll be in and out in 30 minutes. Bam, bam, bam. They'll set that scene up. They'll make it look the real deal. That's what the ghost army do. So yeah, we didn't see much more about that massive skyscraper with smoke coming off it, you know? It's like they didn't really want to focus on that one. They mainly wanted to focus on this intersection. This was the other one. This is like a walking bridge somewhere in Kiev, and the bridge is fine. It was just a massive cloud of smoke. Yet again, more of a visual spectacle, more theatrics than anything. I mean, there was one footage of like a woman, or I don't know if it was a man or a woman, like walking on that bridge while the explosion went off, and she didn't even get knocked over. She was a little bit shocked at what it was and then just ran off. I mean, come on, what kind of missile is that? It's not. It's a firework. It's one giant firework. They care more about the theatrics of it, the spectacle of it, than they do actually about damaging anything, you know? So what about scaring the shit out of the local populace? Now, this is what I found the most interesting, right? And it made sense to me now, but at the time it didn't. They were urging people in Kiev not to go and film the bomb sites. Now, as we know, when they tell the masses not to do something, it's because they want the masses to do something. When they say don't go out and buy toilet paper, it's because they want the masses going out and buying toilet paper. Acting like idiots. When they say don't go and buy fuel, you'll make a fuel shortage. You'll notice there'll be queues outside of the petrol stations where these idiots have gone and done what they're told not to do. It's very simple reverse psychology that works on the NPC every time. Don't go out and panic buy, they will go out and panic buy. They know what they're doing. These guys are masters of psychology, especially when it comes to NPC psychology, okay? So I was thinking to myself, why don't they want, surely they want everyone to film it? Well, they obviously were saying it because they wanted people to film it as quickly as they can, because within like 24 hours they got out in force and removed all of the evidence very, very quickly. So the reason they told people not to go out and film the bomb sites is because they wanted people to film the bomb sites ASAP, because 24 hours later they were going to start removing all of that forensic evidence. Yeah, again, a lot like 9/11, they got rid of the rubble ASAP, real quick time, because there were people trying to get hold of some of the material so they could do some forensic study. And they don't want any of that. They don't want to leave their fingerprints behind, okay? Because I got a feeling there's our people on our team in Kiev. We've got a lot of Ukrainians that are not buying this shit that would have probably gone down there and done a bit of a deeper investigation. Okay? We have got allies in Ukraine. Although Ukraine is like every country, full of NPCs, there are going to be some beings there that don't fall for the propaganda and know this is a bit of a fishy situation, okay? So, to me, the fact they had to rapidly remove all of this stuff so quickly is a good sign. It means they know that we're on the we're on their heels. Us detectives are out there. So that was good. And then, of course, all of the staged fake blood pictures comes out. And, you know, this is when they push it too far. Now, you could argue that they're doing this on purpose. This is actually, you know, a wink to us. This is their whole thing of, like, they have to let you know the truth. So they don't ever have to face, karmic repercussions. They have to let you know it's extremely fake and staged. And I do sometimes, well, I do still feel like the hidden hand is, potentially a force for good. Although it may seem like they're creating a lot of chaos in the world, some would argue they're actually keeping it stable. Keeping them NPCs in check, if you know what I mean. Because the most dangerous animal on this planet is the NPC. And we have to be quite thankful that the Hidden Hand has taken on the burden and the responsibility of endlessly keeping these NPCs busy with nonsense. Arise, arise, otherwise they'd be killing everyone and raping everyone. NPCs are dangerous. If the wrong person got hold of the propaganda machine and got the keys to the castle, or, you know, the controls to the system, they could make NPCs do anything. They could make the NPCs all go run off and jump off a cliff all in the same day. You know, so, it, you know, as bad as it may look out there, it could be a million times worse. And I sometimes, you know, I want people to consider or be open to the idea that a hidden hand is not evil and is not trying to kill us. I mean, my God, why haven't they killed me? Why haven't they killed me? They haven't done nothing to me. Because as far as I'm concerned, they respect you when you stand up to them. And they actually want people to step up. That's a different topic for a different day. Yeah, I always stage photos, you know. Perfectly shot, great quality. I mean, a lot of people have said this. This is a potential mask. Maybe. I don't know. I'm pretty sure in their traveling circus that goes around and does all these stage events, they have an old lady in their collective of performers, you know. And then a funny tweet I saw later on was like, you know, Kievians are so brave. Moments after the missile strikes, they're out. Living life as normal, having coffee, not caring. It's because it wasn't that big of a deal. Okay? It's been pretty well documented now that most Kievians just ignore air raid sirens and they're just getting on with life. So it's going to be very interesting if they try and put another Kiev under siege situations, how the masses of Kiev would react this time. I don't think as many of them would fall for it. I don't know. I think the only way they could pull that off is to actually have the Russian military turn up this time, as opposed to last time when they weren't even there. Just the illusion of them being there. I think the Russian military would have to turn up with a hell of a lot of tanks and a hell of a lot of fireworks to make these Kievians shit themselves and run away and participate in the illusion. Oh yeah, this is that little stupid meme I made. Yeah. Yeah. This is one big game of tag, isn't it? They done Crimean Bridge. They done the Kiev 1010 explosions. Tag, you're it. Back and forth, it goes on. I don't know about you, but this picture is fake as fuck. If you believe this, you'll believe anything. We live in a twilight world, and there are no friends at dusk.